On the patio, chilling, sipping from a glass. Big T in the corner, talking about the past. Father Fort and Barry telling tales so fast. Gary Poppins flying high, never low, never fast. DW with the beat, got that bourbon nerve flow. Life cruising smooth, once the sunlight glow. Conversations deep, but the vibe is low. Patio dreams, where I might just go. Life on the
look,
patio,
we were supposed to talk about it last episode, and we didn't. The worst mayor in America, Tiffany Henyard. We're going to talk about her. Trump is at it again. Look, we got that and a whole lot more. But first and foremost, Father Fortenberry, how are you this evening?
I am doing well. Look, happy Wednesday. This Wednesday, right?
Monday.
My days are all jacked up. But I started a job and my days have been just chaotic.
Let's start over. Father Fortenberry, how are you this evening?
Good, good. Happy Monday, fellas. Hope everybody's doing well.
We were on Baker's Saturday night.
Yes,
we'll talk
about
that in just a minute.
Yeah, we'll figure out.
Gary.
Howdy ho. How y'all doing?
You still in cars, though?
Still in what?
Cars. You're still in cars. I know. Because you go to the chop shop to get your parts.
I do.
I know where your parts come from.
I don't be chopping. But
what's the weirdest thing you found in a car?
A condom labeled Taliban.
Oh, there's been plenty of condoms I found in cars. Some used, some not. You know, just don't touch them.
Well, you know how you reuse them.
I do know how to, but I refuse to.
Bourbon Nerd, how are you defining?
Man, y'all lost me on that. I'm doing good. Thank y'all for watching.
Maybe Father Fortenberry needs to teach you how to reuse them. America's worst mayor. Tiffany Henyard, if you guys aren't following this story, what a shame.
This has been around
a while. Yeah. I can't believe she's still a mayor. She's up for re-election, by the way.
Hope she
the
gets
mayor
it.
Of Dalton Village in Illinois and supervisor of nearby Thornton Township, thrown to the floor in a tussle Tuesday night that broke out after her boyfriend rushed to defend her honor.
Mm.
The saga began when activist Jedediah, look, if your title is activist, Brown, a frequent critic of Henyard.
Jedediah Brown.
Took nice. To the podium and launched an aggressive tirade. The mayor then ended with him calling her a B word.
A B.
Brown accused Henyard of sleeping her way to the top, being a half A word mayor. Okay, I think that's been established. And even suggested she never get married. She would never get married. He then asked the room to vote on a measure to place her boyfriend, Kamal Woods, and ally William Moore on paid administrative leave from the town before ending the comments by saying, you gone, B-word. All right, so look, I don't know about y'all, but if anybody ever voted to pay me not to be somewhere,
I'm not getting mad.
We're not fighting. Nope. I'm probably going to walk up and thank them. Especially if they can get somebody to agree to pay me. If you would rather me not be there.
Look,
LSU's Edge Orgeron.
It's Orgeron, man.
Put it best. Said, you going to give me how much not to be there? He said, show me the dough.
I'll be gone.
We're going to drag it out, too.
You ain't lying.
As long as we can go.
Yeah, man.
No, we ain't. You help me out tomorrow? All right.
I'm talking about getting paid.
What? Everybody's heard of the Bobby Bonilla
Bonilla.
Is
Bobby Bonilla.
Bobby Bonilla Day.
Yeah, it's New York Mets, isn't it?
Because they're still paying him.
They're still paying because he set up in his contract or something that after he gets $1 million like every year or something like that for
30 years.
Yeah. Bobby Bonilla Day. Every year he gets $1 million.
Every year is Bobby Bonilla Day.
Yeah.
To not play for them or coach them.
Manager.
Well, dude,
it was in his contract.
He's in his 60s.
He was a player years ago.
He's a player in the 90s.
He played in a time of bonds.
I ain't even mad at you. You don't want me around.
Google, get on the Google machine. Look up Bobby Bonilla Day.
Bobby Bonilla.
B-O-N-I-L-L-A. Yeah.
Bonilla.
See exactly what the contract is. But it's
July the 1st from 2011 to 2035.
2035.
It's known as Bobby Bonilla Day, the day the Mets pay their former outfielder, whose last game as a Met was in 1999, an annual salary of $1.1 million.
Damn.
Genius.
That was a genius.
Dude.
Was that typo?
It doesn't go against
So basically,
their...
he made his contract where it was all back end loaded.
Yeah.
He almost took nothing on the front end.
So that he'd get $1 million a year.
He gets $1 million.
Who would not do? Like, who's the Japanese guy that plays for
Ichiro Suzuki?
Ooh.
Dodgers.
The Dodgers.
Yeah.
Look, somebody would agree to pay him $3 million for 30 years?
You see, Ichiro just got his number retired. Or
yes, in the Hall of Fame, right?
Yeah, next Ichiro, to, Ichiro's in the Hall of Fame, and
right next to Ken Griffey,
CC Sabathia.
CC.
Look, here's the problem. I thought they still played. I didn't realize it was Ichiro? That long ago.
Oh,
Ichiro. I had no idea.
But you only got to be out for 5 years.
Yeah, but they've been out for like 15.
Man. Nah, CC hadn't been out that long. Ichiro been out longer than CC.
Look, it was still way longer than I realized.
Listen, this is the craziest quote I've ever heard.
What?
Cam Newton said it was an outrage that if Peyton Manning or Eli Manning gets in the Hall of Fame before him.
Peyton Manning won 2 Super Bowls.
I said Eli. I mean Eli.
Eli won 2 Super Bowls.
He did win two.
Now, Eli's not a...
He threw a lot of picks. He somehow always got it done, though.
He won.
He got it done somehow.
I have never respected his career, but he always won.
Payne deserves to be in the Hall of Fame.
I'm not
sure Cam does.
No, he don't. He had one good year.
He has a championship, don't he?
No.
I thought he had one.
No.
Carolina never won a championship.
That's right, they didn't.
They went to like the...
They went to
the NFC Championship game.
Yeah,
when they had him and Christian McCaffrey and DJ Moore.
Oh, that's...
And Steve Smith, I think, was still maybe in his last days.
Steve Smith was a baller, though.
Steve Smith was a baller.
Baller.
Yes, Steve
Smith. That's when he broke his ankles, literally.
Yeah. Steve Smith was a guy.
Cam Newton is 100% college Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah.
Not... NFL.
Okay, so y'all got off in the weeds, but hold on. I got to bring you back.
All right,
have y'all ever seen? Oh, where's she?
I know.
There she is, Tiffany Hinyard.
I know all about the story.
Marty does not. Never
and they her. Accused her of sleeping her she way to the top.
No, her security detail makes like $100,000 a year.
Man.
I could do that.
She pays the city cops.
Look, there's Jedediah Brown.
Jedediah.
He looks like he go toe-to-toe.
Looks like he's rapping.
He is.
Oh, look. He calling out to the...
Let's
keep going. Oh, man.
Oh, these pictures are getting good.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, well, I can show... Let's go to the...
There was a little scuffle in there, wasn't there? Because Jedediah was protecting her honor?
No, I think Jedediah was telling her she was telling her.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh! Lightfoot right there.
Why is she...
You can't just put that out there.
I had to warn you.
This is like a fish. Oh, look at that.
Oh.
She ain't bad.
No. Ooh,
Jamie, you like it. Yep.
Why they got the dude circle squat?
I don't know. He was doing something.
Oh, but he turned.
He was sneaking up.
Creeping.
Oh, creepy.
Yeah, you can't throw light foot in the middle of that stuff.
I did.
Actually, Daily Mail.
Thank you.
Does she not look like a carp?
Who?
Lightfoot.
No, she looks like Beetlejuice.
Has anybody watched some new Beetlejuice?
No, I haven't. No,
I haven't either, but I just can't bring myself.
It wasn't bad. I never watched the first Beetlejuice.
What?
Oh, I did.
It was so popular, it had a cartoon.
You never watched a cartoon either?
I never watched either.
Oh, my God.
Even Marty has seen Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
He sure did.
I never did.
He saw Beetle Stripes.
Never did.
It came on right after Stripes. That's how he saw it.
Yeah. Never watched it.
Wait, you said carp, like a fish?
Yeah.
Carp? Yes.
I had to go back
she
on that.
She looks like carp.
What other carp do you know?
Look, I got to tell you, we're sitting at work, and they were talking about a filet whale.
This is your new job or your old job?
Yeah, my new job.
A what?
Filet whale.
A what?
Filet.
Like a filet of whale.
Weld.
I thought she said filet.
I thought it was like a filet of whale.
I was going to say, that's awesome. You got a freaking chainsaw about 12 feet long.
She says a fillet.
A fillet
weld.
But you knew what she meant.
Well, no, we all made fun of her laugh.
But you knew what she meant.
Yes.
Yeah, so she got a point across.
Give the word wrong. Don't mean you.
She got a point across.
A fillet.
I'm going to pull up McDonald's. I need a fillet of fish.
They would know what you meant.
You know what?
They say, we ain't got but one fish. Just give me mad.
I mean, I sometimes catch myself talking about I want a quesadilla, you know. They know exactly what I'm talking about.
You do that on purpose.
Both. Because I do it on purpose.
But they know what
you
mean.
Yeah, I pull that one with chicken vagina.
I love that.
Nobody knows what that is.
A chicken vagina. Vagina. It's good. Chicken.
I bet you here in our area they know what that is.
Oh, yeah.
Vegeta.
We like to enunciate all types of consonants and vowels here. We don't like...
Say
that
again.
Consonants and vowels. You haven't heard consonants?
Yeah.
In a long time? Since you were in grammar school?
I'm not English. I didn't go to grammar school.
Oh, you didn't?
Did you go to boarding school?
No, I did not go to boarding school. In fact, Jamie, I think we went to the same school at one point in time. And somehow I kept some of that knowledge.
Gary, did you hear how Jamie's new job, they was wanting evidence that he had a...
evidence of what?
He so, got yeah. that story.
No, so like I'm saying...
It's a great story.
So I was in a lull waiting to get my
now,
drug
he worked
test,
for these people before.
Yeah, I worked for them before. For 4 years. But I was in a lull to wait to get my drug test back. Well, since I've
he
left...
He studied up.
Yeah, I studied hard.
And he passed.
So since I left, everything now is all through third party.
Yeah.
The entire hiring process.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm waiting to get my drug test results back, and which I studied really hard for. I got an email.
Yeah.
About missing information in my background check. So I called the number.
Yeah.
And they say,
we can't find the last 4 years you worked.
No.
Oh, no, it's worse than that.
They say, you left off your high school and the date you graduated. I said, okay, not a problem. Earl Baptist Christian School, graduated
EBTV,
99.
EBTV, baby.
Graduated 99.
They didn't try to contact EBTV,
and,
did they?
Worse. Yeah. He said, well, do you have a contact number? I said, well, no. Unfortunately, the school blew away in a tornado.
In 2008.
And it never reopened.
Yeah.
And,
oh, we just can't take that.
He said,
no, it gets worse.
He said, well, do you have a contact for him? I said, I mean, maybe the church. I mean, he said, well, do you mind calling? I said, no, here's the number you call him. And he sat there back. We go back and forth for a minute. I finally said, dude, this was a quarter of a century ago. Literally, this year. No, Marty, last year was a quarter of a century.
I didn't know this.
Oh, you didn't hear this?
Yeah. A quarter. 26 years ago.
They're trying to confirm your high school.
Yes. I told him, I said, it's a high school diploma.
I'm going to tell you what's
I think
bad.
We'll survive.
He told this story in the truck with you two a couple Saturdays ago.
Okay, we don't remember.
No, it was Blue Note.
It was.
Yeah, we don't remember.
I don't remember it on the way back. I really don't remember that trip back from Blue Note. Somehow.
Slept. Y'all slept?
I don't. They did. I drove.
I didn't sleep.
We didn't sleep.
No, I didn't power nap in the back.
No, you power passed out.
That's different.
Loganville woman under arrest for exploiting. Under arrest for exploiting disabled men and disturbing TikTok videos. A 19-year-old Loganville woman,
oh, I saw that.
Lucretia Cormasa Coyon, has been arrested and charged with felony exploitation after posting disturbing videos on social media in which she appears to dance provocatively over disabled men. The videos, which quickly went viral on TikTok, has sparked public outrage and led to a police investigation.
Yeah, but were they taking advantage of, or were they just enjoying life? And
I would be enjoying
yeah,
life.
Yeah, she might have sparked something else.
I'm going to tell you something. I'm torn here.
Yes.
Are they?
If you're in a wheelchair.
Look, here's a bit. Here, I'm going to.
Stop. Oh, wait.
That man ain't upset about her dancing.
No. Okay, maybe that guy is.
No, he's not.
I don't think he knows what's going on.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, I think he does.
No.
Okay. Now, seeing that last video really.
Yeah,
I think he was out of it. He didn't know what was going on.
Yeah, I don't know if he knew.
Yeah, I think I'd be outraged.
And LaQuisha got her a lipstick all messed
Look,
up.
Look, in Landman. What yes. they did there. Now, I thought that's what we were getting into.
No, that no. is not. No.
After what?
Call her if you want to.
Call her. Call LaQuisha.
Call her. Climb the wheelchair.
Hey, call her right now.
Yes, call her, Larry.
Yes, call her and Eric, and we need to talk to her.
Jamie, call her.
19-year-old seen dancing provocatively above disabled. Oh, that reminds me. Let me ask y'all something.
Scooby-Dooby.
This on X.
Like, that guy, I think
he's
okay.
Now, that dude, I think, is okay with it.
That guy, I think, he don't know what's going on right now. I think she works at old folks' home.
Where would you ever get that idea, Gary?
Because these are...
I don't know if neither one.
Have y'all heard the story of the woman? I think she was in a wreck. But she is officially brain dead.
Okay.
She is pregnant, and they're keeping her alive to have the baby.
I can buy that.
I can too.
Yeah.
It has struck a huge controversy though.
Why?
What for?
They should let her die.
Well, yeah. So it's one side clearly.
It's up to the dad.
But you know, you would think the mother would want the child to live.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. You would think.
I haven't heard this.
Yes. I just saw it last week.
I was confused because I thought she got pregnant when she was.
Oh, hopefully not. No, this ain't Kill Bill.
No, I don't think
Marty,
that.
What kind of warped
sense? No, I just thought that's what he said. She was in a coma and she got pregnant.
She's like a sandbox.
That's not what I heard at all. What kind of
I think he's a
perverted
story.
Mind
right?
You have.
That is messed
up,
Marty.
I just missed
Jeez.
It. I missed it.
No, you missed it.
Oh. I can't believe I just said that.
Look, I'm sure it's happened.
No, I thought that's what he said.
But let me ask you, okay.
Oh my gosh! Don't even, that's a tough question.
You are not going to say.
I know. What are you going to say?
If you're the parents,
which parents?
In his, of the in his lady. Story, in his version, if you're her parents, would you want the grandkid?
If it occurred while she was in a
Dude,
coma,
that's a
that's
no,
but if, that we don't even have to discuss that.
That's well, true. We don't have to. We don't have to, Jamie.
Because
no, because
that
be,
didn't occur.
That'd be a story.
It would be. It would
be a crime.
It would be a crime.
It should be a crime.
It's a crime.
It would be a crime. But
that's a person.
It would be a crime. But if it's your, if that's your potential grandchild,
that don't matter.
No, yes, it does. It absolutely matters.
You messed it up by bringing
Dude,
this up, Marty.
My whole mojo. Well, y'all ruined my whole.
I missed
damn
the
show.
Whole story. I was thinking about
But you brought up a more complicated.
Marty put it down the darker path.
He sure did. The darkest path Dad he could have went.
Look, I already know Gary's answer.
Yeah. Kill the baby.
No, that is not Gary's
Kill
answer.
The baby.
Gary loves fetuses. He hates babies. So,
kill Gary, the baby.
Gary is anti-abortion.
He is anti-baby.
No, he's anti-abortion and anti-baby. Once they arrive,
he hates them.
No, I'm all about parents' rights. You guys need to go back into this show and what show number
it's
was
probably
that?
Like episode 30.
It's like episode 30.
It was
30.
Long.
Were
y'all camped out around a bed?
I don't think Marty was here.
Were y'all
no,
want the
he was not.
Where y'all want the government to control your baby's
no,
health?
No,
this
that's
was
what
y'all
want.
That's
I can tell you when it was. Is when we had the metal table. That's how long ago it was.
Marty wasn't around then.
We didn't.
It was
did
back,
even have
no,
tables.
Before Marty, about 3 months before Marty, and it was New Zealand, and Gary hated babies.
No. No, you guys want the government to control your child.
No.
He loves fetuses.
Hates
but
he hates babies.
Oh, my God.
I ain't asking
but
no
when a baby, when them fetuses get old, he can't stand them.
He can't stand them.
He hates a grown fetus.
He hates old fetuses.
Jamie
worse than newborn
and
fetuses.
Terry want to live in communist countries. That's okay. That's what y'all want to do.
You know what? Since we're discussing this, Marty, what is your thoughts? What was the story?
Should I find the story?
You're going to have to.
Y'all keep talking while I find the story.
I've been on the show. That happened twice. I've been on the show when
so
when
what,
y'all
Gary hated
about
babies.
Gary hated babies.
No, yes. Gary doesn't hate babies.
Yeah, I've been on the show.
Oh, baby, he was here when Gary hated babies.
No, he wasn't.
No,
the second time I was.
Gary hated multiple babies.
Yeah.
So Gary has a track record of hating babies.
Yeah.
All right, here's
the
story.
Show.
I found it. This is from 2022.
Okay.
Yeah, that's been long, man.
Man, that was a long time ago.
A critically ill 6-month-old baby will be placed under the temporary guardianship of New Zealand's High Court after his parents refused to allow him to undergo life-saving heart surgery using blood from people vaccinated against COVID-19.
So they did. They wanted other blood that was not used, that was not vaccinated.
Pure blood. So,
pure blood.
Gary wants pure bloods.
Gary would let his baby die.
I don't care what kind of blood it is.
Yes, I agree. But the problem is that they were saying that the government should step in and tell them that they
if
must take vaccinated
blood.
Parents
are going to be dumb. If you're going to let the baby die. Look,
so
they want to kill the, look, they want
so
lady to kill
you.
The baby before birth.
If I
want to
shake the hell out of my baby, would you think that'd be a legal issue?
Huh? Yes.
Why?
Yes, because you're actually physically killing the baby.
Not
I agree.
Giving the baby medical treatment.
I think,
physically
I think Father Fortman did shake
no,
three babies.
They did not.
Two out of
no,
three
they were only providing that one option. There are other options. And also, we never got to the fact is, with them, you know, do they feel as though that it there's another way around this? Was that going to, that's the only way? They never said that.
I got to get to a story.
Let's see if there's a follow-up. Go ahead.
So yeah, I'll tell you, this is totally off subject, but you was talking about I shook two out of three kids. Yeah. So Angel Baby. Terry loves Angel Baby.
Love her.
So,
love all your kids.
I know you do, but Angel Baby, you dote on. So they got a truck today, and Max's class has a new class pet. It's a iguana. And so Millie's class apparently went to his class today to see the iguana.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, we all got to guess on what they eat. And I said, did you get it right? She said, no, I got it wrong. She said, I guess something. I don't know what she said. She said, but turns out he's bugs and magnets.
Bugs and magnets.
Magnets. I said, you mean maggots? And she just grinned. She said,
he ate too many magnets. He got stuck to a car.
And then Mag told me, he said, Dad, Mag said, Dad, you can't ever eat two magnets. Can't eat one. Don't eat one.
Yeah. I'm glad magnets. You said that.
I cannot find an update.
When, yeah. You know, last week or a couple weeks ago when it froze up in Florida, they had a warning, a fallen iguana warning, because they was falling out of trees. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't think we talked about that.
But it goes back to, do you think that by getting this, if those parents may feel that vaccine...
The child recovered fully after being taken into custody.
Oh, that's good, though. I personally would have done that, but I don't feel like the government should take care of that and take over.
It is
That's the problem.
It is a slippery slope.
It's so slippery. And will it, in the end, possibly kill more babies than just saving this one?
Look, if I can't shake my baby...
Oh, my God.
But maybe you could make a baby shake that. Speaking of baby shake
that. If you make the device that shook babies for you, robotically, but you think of all the babies you could shake. You could cut your baby shake down in half.
I was thinking more about bouncing babies. But let's talk about baby shake down. Can we hear about Costco?
What they do?
Yes.
Costco. They are one of the few companies that decided to stick to their DEI guns.
Yeah, look, so I'll say this, and I'm anti-DEI.
Yeah.
Mm.
But
you're right. Anti-wieners at Costco?
The way the article I read stated it, a group of shareholders came to the company and basically demanded that they eliminate DEI, and they're like, no, we're not going to do that.
Okay.
And that was the gist of it.
And that's the end of it. Well, that's on them. So,
yeah. But I mean, is you know, people out there making it sound like it's... To me, that's not as bad as, no, we love DEI. And
so all they did was say...
the kiss of death has been applied this week.
Has it?
Last week.
The butt light of death.
Reverend Al Sharpton put his money where his mouth is and led a buy-in at the Harlem Costco. You believe there's a Costco in Harlem? In support of the company rejecting a bid that challenged their corporate DEI policies, he gave 100 people $25 a piece to spend at Costco. And you know,
I was going
to
say, I don't have a membership of Costco. How
did Al Sharpton? We decided tonight we are not renewing Irish or last week.
Oh, you ever go to Sam's?
No, we won't go back to Costco.
I go to Sam Walton.
We do Sam's.
I do Sam Walton.
The extra large baskets.
They're going to get some Bud Light. They're going to get some Bud Light treatment.
So how did Al Sharpton ever get famous?
Sharpton.
He's Al Sharpton.
He's a shakedown artist.
Yeah, he's a shakedown artist. But
how did he get to that point?
He also marched with a... King.
He did.
Oh, it did. That's when he probably got famous. Okay. He's always been there in my life.
Whereas
in the 80s, you know who he's backed by? Donald Trump.
And now he
hates
Donald Trump.
Raise your hand if you've ever met Jesse Jackson.
He's in West Memphis.
He came to Earl. He came to my high school.
He came to Earl?
He lives in West Memphis?
Because he had us chant the song.
He came to West Memphis.
I am a pearl from Earl, and I will rule the world.
Huh. That's what he told you?
Oh, Jesse Jackson told you?
And then little hold on.
Who let that white boy in here?
No, then Lil name?
Wayne.
No, this little dude, he was like almost a little person, come walking in drinking a Bud Light, and he threw the beer all the way across the gym in the middle of this whole thing, as before cameras, and took off running.
Sweet.
What's the most famous person you've ever met?
Ever met?
I gotta think about that. I've met some famous people.
I have.
I've met a few. I mean, nothing extraordinary, but
nothing extraordinary.
So
Major Zero.
So mine would be between Nolan Richardson, and Robert Duvall.
I've met Robert Duvall.
Let me take that back. I met George Bush. That would probably be.
Where'd you meet George Bush?
Newport, Arkansas.
Bill Clinton. I met Bill Clinton.
Newport, Arkansas.
Actually, multiple times I've met Bill Clinton.
Yeah, I met.
Did you show up in like a blue dress?
Devil with the blue dress on?
No.
Okay, so I guess George Bush is about the famous person I met.
George Bush?
So it's politics.
I don't have one, I don't think. You've never met a famous person?
I don't think I really met anybody.
Charlie ate dinner with Tom Cruise.
Where?
When they were filming The Firm. She knew somebody that was on the movie, and she was over there with her family, and they all went to dinner with Tom Cruise.
She had to be young, though. She had to be like in her teens, maybe, at the most.
Probably in her Probably maybe
like 12. She had to be like 12.
Now, I ate lunch with Robert Duvall.
Oh, did you?
He was there for the Elvis movie? No, it wasn't the Elvis movie. It was Family Thing.
I've told this story before, but so when they filmed Family Thing, they took hours of the recordings of my grandfather.
Yeah.
And gave it to Robert Duvall, and that's who he based the character off of.
Okay.
So if you look, he talks like Doug, walks like Doug.
He didn't walk like
Doug. There's no way he could walk like Doug.
Yeah. No, he couldn't do that.
Doug was bow-legged.
John Wayne didn't walk like Doug.
In fact, Doug didn't want to walk like Doug.
No, Doug did not want to walk like Doug. There's no doubt.
But, I'd say the famous person, like in the wild, like I would say.
Well, you're not captured.
I didn't capture him, but I saw him and talked to him. Shane Battier, basketball player, the Grizzlies.
That's all I remember saying that his brain was on the outside of his head.
Yeah, it did. Yeah. He's pretty cool, though.
I guess I just wouldn't. If I seen somebody, I'd be like, hey, I wouldn't
go with him talking. Now, I did take a picture with what's the dude that runs MMA?
Oh, yeah. Dana White. That's pretty famous.
Now, look, I was out to eat in Memphis. This is probably 2 or 3 years ago. And we were at the Belmont Grill. It's on Poplar, corner Poplar, Mendenhall's little shack. Mm-hmm. We were there for lunch. Ginger and I sat at one table, and I hear this voice, and I recognize it. And I hear this other voice, and I recognize it. It was Jerry the King Lawler, Dave Brown, Jimmy Hart, and the black fella. What was his name?
Junkyard Dog.
No. He was a commentator. They were just sitting there eating lunch.
Like normal people.
And I didn't interrupt them, but I told Ginger, I said, that's Jerry Lawler. And that's Dave Brown. And that's Jimmy Hart. And look, for you guys that don't know, in the Memphis area, they were our wrestling superstars. But they were all just chilling, having lunch together, hanging out. And I thought it was the coolest thing. It was a low-key place, just hanging out.
I did know Psycho Sid.
I met him.
Yeah, you met him. Mm-hmm. He told me he was going to rip my ears off one time when I was like 9 years old. So. Scared.
What'd you do?
I was over at his house and I was always scared to talk to him, and he noticed that I was scared of him, and I was like avoiding him because dude's huge. He's like 6'8".
Not anymore.
He died recently.
He's still big.
But he just turned to look at me and said, I'm going to rip your ears off.
I met Moondog.
Oh, Moondog.
One of the Moondogs.
I met the fabulous ones, I guess. We're talking about Razzler.
The most addictive substances. What would you guess? Where would you guess alcohol falls under as most
addictive?
Mm-hmm.
Top 10.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'd say top 10.
Because I'm thinking stuff way more addictive than alcohol.
Yeah, I was going to go.
Pain medication is number one, followed by opioids, which I would have thought those were together.
I thought that would be together.
Uh-huh.
Stimulant.
Caffeine. I was going to say caffeine.
Alcohol, number four on the list. I was surprised cocaine is less addictive than alcohol.
Who'd be taking tranquilizers?
I figured nicotine would be on up there.
I would have thought so too.
Cocaine,
I guess 10 years ago it would have been.
Maybe. I would say sugar is the most addictive of anything.
Sugar is so freaking addictive.
Yeah.
So so I used to dip.
Mm-hmm.
And when I quit dipping cold turkey.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the best way I can describe it.
What'd you dip your cold turkey in?
quit dipping cocaine.
Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
I told people,
honey mustard.
I felt like I could take the skin on my chest and peel it off. It was the worst thing.
I figured nicotine be up.
Yeah, nicotine's guy.
Now, granted, I've gained all the weight back, but I gave up sugar and all kinds of stuff in my lifetime, and nicotine was the hardest thing I've ever gave up.
I remember whenever.
Hell, I went 3 months without eating meat.
He was a vegan.
No, I wasn't a vegetarian.
Oh. I remember when our buddy D-Rock decided to start smoking just to show everybody how easy it would be to quit.
He never quit.
He didn't like quit ever. I think he's quit a few times, but he came back to it.
Look, my dad, God rest his soul, he quit smoking cigarettes one time, started dipping, then now when he died, he was smoking and dipping.
He was dipping while smoking.
He met my dad. I always tell people, my dad never found an addiction he didn't like. Up until he had his massive stroke at 49, 47, whatever it was, he smoked two packs a day. He dipped a can a day. drank a case of beer a day. He dabbled in the greenery a little bit. He overate.
He did.
He's addicted to nose spray.
Bless
him. So Gary was over there. Gary went and hung out with us one day, and my dad had a big pool table. He had an awesome basement. Yeah. Poker table, pool table.
He did.
All this downstairs, bar lights. And he'd get drunk, and he had a bad eye, and the eye would start drifting off. Yeah. And he'd tell Gary, he said, that way I do this so I can look at squirrels while I'm still playing pool.
He told me the only time I was ever going to get any booty is whenever my finger broke through the toilet paper.
Gary's like 15.
I was like 14 or 15.
So you didn't have that sexy beard you have today.
I did not. I was still working through
that.
He
was out there drinking with my dad.
I wasn't drinking. I mean, what's
well, I mean, you know,
I mean,
quality time with my dad.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You should have been.
I shouldn't have been. I was too.
I remember the first time. You remember the first time Gary drank?
Yeah, I was 21.
That's how Gary Poppins came to be.
That was Gary Poppins.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I was of legal age.
He was doing Jello shots off my wife.
What else?
Yes, that happened one time.
Mm-hmm. What else we gonna do? Family Feud?
No, I'm tired of Family Feud.
Okay,
We're gonna do Jeopardy. Let's do Jeopardy.
Actually, you know what? I'm on the next episode. I don't have it keyed up. We're going to do Price is Right.
Y'all can
guess the price of things today.
Today.
Based on inflation.
That's a good idea.
Tune in Wednesday night. We will be live and we will do Price is Right.
Oh, that's
I'll figure out how to make it where y'all can input the actual price that you guess.
I'm going to go $1.
Dun, dun, dun.
1 cent.
1 cent.
We're gonna do Price is Right next Wednesday. Marty, hit
Price
that
is wrong.
Father Fortenberry, parting words.
Guys, we enjoyed it. We hope y'all did too. Y'all come back and see us next time.
Gary.
Save me, we love you.
Gary's thinking about the price of things.
Price of things, yeah.
Marty.
Change me for my thanks for watching, guys. Hit that like button. comment, subscribe if you ain't.
Hey, hit that like button. Tell your friends about us. Like us, love us. We don't give a damn as long as you listen to us. We are available anywhere you listen to podcasts. On YouTube, especially. You know what? You can do us.
You can do
super chat.
Just do something with your life.
Good. But Price is Right. I bet y'all suck at it. Life from Patio, we out of here.
Outlaw.